Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. Life can throw curveballs faster than a pro baseball pitcher, and sometimes it feels like our mental health is taking the biggest hit. But here's the good news. Prioritizing your mental well-being isn't just about avoiding burnout, it's about unlocking your full potential, living with more intention, and rocking this thing called life with greater resilience and joy. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of how to prioritize your mental health and well-being. And trust me, these aren't just fluffy self-care tips, these are practical strategies you can actually implement right now. Think of it as a mental fitness plan for everyday life. Firstly, let's talk boundaries. Boundaries, my friends, are not selfish, they are essential. Imagine your mental energy like a limited resource of finite supply that needs to be carefully managed. Saying no to things that drain you, whether it's taking on too much work or attending every social event, is an act of self-love and respect. It's about carving out space for what truly matters. Secondly, let's get real about stress management. Stress is a part of life, but chronic stress, that's a recipe for disaster. Think of it like this. Your body and mind are incredible machines designed to handle occasional bursts of stress, but they are not meant to be perpetually on high alert. Find what works for you, whether it's yoga, meditation, taking a walk in nature, or indulging in a good book. Next up, we have the power of mindful movement. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a marathon runner. Just find something that gets your body moving and makes you feel good. It could be dancing like nobody's watching, taking a brisk walk, or even just stretching for a few minutes each day. Movement isn't just about physical health, it has a profound impact on our mental state too. Speaking of mental states, let's talk about gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Make a conscious effort to focus on the good things in your life, big and small. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a supportive friend. Cultivating gratitude can shift your entire perspective and boost your overall happiness. Finally, let's not forget the importance of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on meaningful relationships. Make time for the people who bring joy to your life, whether it's catching up with friends, spending quality time with family, or joining a community that aligns with your interests. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and demands on your time? It's easy to get swept away in the chaos of everyday life and lose sight of what truly matters. I remember this one time I was completely buried under work deadlines, emails flying left and right, and social media demanding my attention. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, going nowhere fast. But then I realized something, I wasn't actually enjoying any of it. I was so caught up in woe that I had forgotten to savor the simple moments, connect with loved ones, or even just take a deep breath and appreciate where I was. That's when I made a conscious decision to prioritize my mental health. It wasn't easy at first, but by setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and making time for things that brought me joy, I slowly started to reclaim my sense of balance. And let me tell you, it was worth every effort. So remember, prioritizing your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in yourself, nurturing your well-being, and showing up as the best version of yourself. Let's recap. Set those boundaries, manage your stress levels, move your body, cultivate gratitude, and nurture those connections. These are your superpowers, use them wisely. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to prioritize your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media, let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a fresh start, so make it count. Until next time, stay calm and keep rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.